Right now, however, when we bring back Mr. Mike Brennan, who is the editor of MI Tech News, which has been around. Mike Brennan, for how long now?
Started it in the year 2000.
In the year 2000?
Yeah, 1 month before the dot-com bubble burst. Timing is everything, right?
Mike, we've had that problem in the past, haven't we?
Oh, dear.
Well, Gary and I go back much further than that. We worked on some websites together.
That's
when
right.
I was at... Not while I was at the Free Press, but when I was working at the Free Press on the side, I worked with Gary on some stuff. So.
That's right.
And Mike, your background is as a journalist, and just for people who may not have known much about your background and heard you only in terms of MI Tech News here and the headlines, you've been in journalism for a long time.
Yes.
Yeah, long time.
I was in the newspaper business for almost 20 years, and then I was the first website in the state that was devoted to covering tech news.
And that's been the concept, isn't it, that you want to feed this unique set of information about things that have happened and things that are going to be coming up in news. And I know that you've branched out into the pharmaceutical field, for instance, letting people know about things going on there. Biomedical field, isn't it?
Well, they like to call it life sciences. I call it biotechnology, same thing.
Okay, but the field you have been covering has been expanding as you've been covering it.
Yeah, I mean, there's really a lot going on. Compared to when I got here in 1995, there wasn't really much going on in this area. But, I mean, it's just amazing. There's always a lot going on at the big three, at the auto companies, but they always kept their technology inside. They never really developed it.
Mm-hmm.
But now there's a lot of stuff going on in all these different areas across the state. So.
Well, and Mike's real value in reading his newsletter, mytechnews.com, is that he understands the technology, but he writes for the layperson. And that's really what I've heard so many times is the real value when you read his newsletter.
Well, Mike, we've had you on here because today in particular, a little longer than we normally do, because this is the first anniversary of what we've done as a co-branded newsletter, which is the idea is to kind of combine the unique resources of both parties so that you not only now have, for instance, with MI Tech News, the headlines that you've been dealing with and the full stories that they follow to, but also some sound bites that are there as well.
Well, of course, we pick up your podcast. Mm-hmm. What's going on over the air right now will be recorded, is recorded, and it will be available in a couple of days. So you can listen to any of the segments today, you know, time shifting and all that at your leisure. The initial segment for my news is also a separate segment, and that's just the beginning. Foster and Jason and I have been talking about all sorts of things we want to do as a next step. And I know we're going to be talking about that. I don't want to steal anyone's thunder here.
let's introduce the Jason. You just took his name in vain. We'll bring him on. Jason Johnson is with us from F7 Studios in Grand Rapids. Jason, thanks for being here.
Hi, thanks for having me on again.
Sure. Jason, you are the guiding light behind the technology that's involved in a podcast channel that you and Mike have been working on developing out of F7 Studios. Tell folks just a little bit about what a podcast channel. They may, know what a radio channel, if you will, is in terms of like 760 AM is where you find WJR, our flag station. But what's a podcast channel?
So essentially, a podcast is like, they can be video, but it's like radio for the internet. That would probably be the best way to put it. You go to someone's website or you can find some podcast, various topics in places like iTunes. They have a podcast directory. That's probably one of the biggest ones out there. But there's a lot of different ones out there. And then you can subscribe, and as Mike said earlier, it's the on-demand revolution. It's time-shifted content. You're not necessarily relegated to showing up and dialing in, although it's fun to listen to it fresh and live.
Yeah, but that's the unique
flexibility.
That's the unique sense of the podcast. It's not appointment radio or appointment listening as radio is. Cal, you had a question.
Yeah, just a little bit. In addition to doing the things that you're going to be doing for MI Tech News and for us as well, a little bit more about F7 Studios. How long you guys been around, and what sort of services do you offer to other people?
We kind of consider ourselves a new media production house where we would either take folks who have a voice and a passion and they want to share something with the world, and then on the other side, folks like yourself who have been doing it professionally in traditional broadcast where they just want the added flexibility and to expand their platform onto the internet. So, folks in the garage coming up to broadcast or broadcast coming down.
Well, you just said an interesting kind of phrase, expanding or opening up. And that's what we're doing here with our program, which has been on, if you will, traditional radio, both on our flag station, 760 WJR here at 760 AM in Detroit, one of the oldest and biggest in the U.S., including a number of our affiliates as well across the state.
WJRW in Grand Rapids, WJIM in Lansing, WKLI in Kalamazoo, and WKLQ in Whitehall, Muskegon.
You know, it's so nice to know that Gary knows his ABCs really well.
You're great, man. I was just reaching out.
And you put your hand out there, and that golden voice
and touched our affiliate station.
So, Mike, our concept now is to take all this, what we've got right now, and expand it for our listeners and for other people as well. And in a segment coming up in just a little bit, we're going to be talking with the guys from IT and the D, and they have kind of come from the other side of the street. They are on podcast and drawing incredible numbers of people listening to them through that. So we're looking at expanding out into this podcast area. Mike, why don't you talk a little bit about some of the things we're hoping to do with this expansion?
Well, certainly, we're hamstrung here by time when we're doing radio live.
Right.
You know, you only have a certain amount of time. You got to, then that's it. You can't continue on with the interview. So what we want to do, we're not sure we'll do it in studio or through your studio, Foster, or how we'll do it, but take those guests and do the more in-depth interviews that maybe are 15 minutes long, and then offer those only on the podcast channel. That way you come there whenever you want to hear the rest of the story, like Paul Harvey used to say, right?
Exactly, so, exactly. You have a much more freedom there. If we've got somebody that Cal brings in who's of interest, we may do a little bit of a something on the air with us here in the program and on both WJR and the affiliates, but then we get a chance to sit and talk at more expanse. I got to say, that's something that I have envied as I've listened to the podcast by the guys from IT and the D, that they can take the time to really expand a topic and have a lot of fun with it. So it's been something that we're planning on doing. And as a matter of fact, for instance, today, if you look at our homepage, you'll see something here about a review that I had of the Samsung Galaxy S5. Now, you won't hear that necessarily in today's program, but it's about 10 minutes long. It's something that's there as a bonus for you.
Right.
So you'll be able to hear that on that podcast link, and that's available if you click, for instance, on the icon, on the phrase below the review. You'll see that there's a way for you to listen to that on that podcast channel right now. And that's what Mike and Jason, we hope to be doing coming up in the, well, matter of fact, starting right now, we're going to be developing these extra segments on it. And we hope to, you know, to really expand the reach so that, with radio, I know I've done radio here professionally over 40 years, a little over 40 years. And one of the things that drives you nuts sometimes is that the programs can become so popular, you have even less time to talk about things.
That's right.
I remember doing the Paul W. Smith show on the station WJR one time around Christmas. And you got maybe a chance to ask one question, get a response back from your guest, and maybe a rejoinder, maybe, before you had traffic and weather and then all the rest of the stuff to do. So while you get to talk to a lot of people, you also have something that's terribly frustrating for an interviewer. You don't really have the time to get into the subject.
Well, and it's a little bit like the web itself, right? Which is the ability to get a summary of the topic, and then if you want to, drill down deeper and deeper in whatever area that you'd like to. So podcasting just adds richness and flavor to what we do here every week.
And the other great thing about podcasting, the guys from the D could definitely tell us the same thing, too.
They add lots of flavor.
Yes, you get plenty of flavor, probably some spice.
Too, right?
So it's crazy over there with those guys.
Hot sauce and beer is the combination, I think.
But the beautiful part about it is you get a chance to go back and actually listen to it. Oh, what did he say? You can roll it back and take a look at it. So it's really
did he actually say that?
Yeah. So, yeah, it's great. And you know, not that we get crazy on WJR.
Oh, no.
But with the ability of podcasting, and these guys to the left of me can tell you for sure, you can be a little more linguistically creative.
Yes. Oh, how I like that.
There's no FCC.
Yeah.
Requirement.
Yeah. You know, one of the things Ed talked about, we have said time and time again, Jason and Mike, that the conversations that happen in the studio here between the segments, Shane are almost much more. Shane Hamill's with us too. They're almost most more fun sometimes than the stuff on the air.
It's a podcast in itself.
Darn it,
right?
We should podcast this.
Ed Rudell suggested we do a segment called Behind the Scenes, where we capture those breaks.
Oh, my gosh.
And then put that as a bonus on the podcast channel.
Foster, we say the same thing all the time. We want to call it IT&D After Dark. taping our segments in between. Yeah,
that's exactly
it.
That's Bob from the IT&D. We'll be talking about that in just a little bit. But Jason, thank you for creating this channel and for working on it technically. Mike Brennan, I look forward to this expanding, exciting things are coming. Folks, you stay tuned to the Internet Advisor coming up in just a moment. IT in the D.